What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
All right, my friends, welcome in to another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place for your sports betting info. We are real life brothers, but we love to chat sports so you guys can break it down with us. Let's welcome in our guy, Bolt.
Real life brothers, that's right. And what a weekend it was for you, little brother.
Indeed.
You win the TGAN Team Golf Tournament, one of the most famous tournaments in Northern California.
Yeah.
And it was the birthday weekend.
Yeah. I definitely have put in some sweat equity to the golf tournament through the years. It's a hell of a time. It's one of those things from sun up to sundown where cornhole starts off the day with some breakfast and drinks.
8:30 a.m.
Yeah. And then after that, you head off to the golf tournament.
11 a.m.
Yep. And there's individual and a team thing going on. And then, you know, you stay there for the ceremonies and then you head back and there's a poker tournament.
And then also he has where you pick the games, the college games.
Yes, which you won.
Yep, thank you.
Some people thought you shouldn't have been allowed in it.
Oh, good call. Out of 40 guys.
Yeah.
Those aren't easy to win.
One of those confidence pools where there's 16 games and you rank them 16 to 1. And the 16 is where you get your most points for if you feel like it's going to hit.
Right. So, and actually one of the best bets we gave out was Kansas plus the 5.5 versus Illinois, and they got the W. So I made that my number 16. That was my most confident pick.
Yeah. Man, it was a fun time. It was a good time, long day. Ran out of some high nooners coming in down the stretch, yeah. Like the last 3-4 holes.
Right. So the buzz was wearing off, and so was your game.
But my boy Brady picked me up, and we held on for team.
Yep. Actually, tournament record.
Yeah.
Mm.
So hell of a day. That was a good time. And then came home a little wounded on Sunday and watched some NFL.
Yes. So with that in mind, okay, what part of the games were like, yes, I knew it, and then there was that didn't turn out how I thought? Because, you know, if you think about it, like, well, at least for me, I was going into this and I had like this idea of what I thought like of each team. And I'm like, okay, and that kind of helps to base your plays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, one of the things that I was like, dude, I knew it, which I was great, is I mean, you know how I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I'm not sure if every single one of them didn't pick Carolina as a best bet. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
And they thought that they were going to be like maybe win the division.
Yeah, I heard some people say turn around division surprise. I'm like, come on.
And that they were going to get over their win total. And that was a close ball game.
Mm-mm.
First pick of the year for Bryce. Our first pass of the year. INT. That's tough.
Yeah, that's got to be disheartening coming off the whole summer of prep work and bringing him some so-called new dudes and weapons, new coach, and that's just the dud.
Wow, I mean, spank 47-10. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, embarrassing.
And it's not even against that great of a squad. I mean, we'll see.
No, and that's within your division. You know, obviously, you guys know each other pretty well, but if you think you're going to make some noise in there, you better start by beating those dudes.
Right. And then, you know, it was pretty bogus. This was with the Joe versus Pro game between me and you, the Ravens. Or no, I guess, did you like the Chiefs?
Yeah, no, I liked the Chiefs.
Okay, yeah, and missed that by literally a big toe out of bounds. That was garb.
Well, how about the play before? He should have hit Zay.
No, right, he was wide open. But when I saw that he scored, my sons and I were like, yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, I saw the replay. I go, ah, we're screwed. Right? I saw the foot. They didn't even have to zone in for me. I'm like, hold the horses.
But that would have been overtime. That still wasn't going to guarantee
no,
it.
No. You Harbaugh was already throwing up for two.
Yeah. That's right.
Because I even told the boys, I go, hey, if we score here, we're going to win no matter what. Because I bet you anything, Harbaugh is going for two. So they score, and he starts throwing up the deuce. He's throwing up the deuce, Lamar, and then they go, whoops, out of bounds. I go, that's a garbage way to start the NFL season.
But the Chiefs looked good.
No, they looked real good, but so did Lamar. I mean, Lamar was shaking and baking. No one was stopping that cat.
Yeah, the Chiefs, you know, I mean, there's a long way to go, but that's a great way to start and not come out sluggish.
Well, it was a little bullshit, the penalties they kept calling, though. Holy cow.
Oh, how they're trying to kind of call the line of scrimmage a little tighter, like everyone has to be up on it.
The illegal formation, yeah. Right? Stanley, the left tackle, it got called on him 5 times. It got called on him 4 times on the first drive, and they actually battled through that and scored a touchdown. I was like, so anyway, I guess they called that illegal formation like 25 times this weekend.
Yeah, they get in their little note things for the offseason, and they have their point of emphasis, and that's where they kind of drill into those crews, like, make sure we're on this year. Let's tighten that up.
Right. And then it was so – even Tucker missed a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens. And how about this stat on field goals? Remember how I always say I think probably the biggest difference between college and pro is the kicker, right? How about this stat? This was going into Monday, that the NFL kickers combined were 21 for 23 from 50 yards or further this season.
Jeez.
Or this weekend. 21 for 23. And one of the misses was Tuck. But they also showed another stat on Tuck. How about within 30 yards? The guy's 113 out of 113. He's never missed inside 30 yards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell when those dudes kick the ball off, like, rarely can it be returned even. It's like they're kicking it further, and they're pretty accurate. Aside from, like, 3 to 4 of them that are the top dudes in the league that you know they're not going anywhere, if these guys have a bad little run, they get kicked out of the team pretty quick and bring someone else in.
For the kicker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The kicking, you know, now they start at the 30, right? And, dude, it's like 2 first downs and you're at midfield already. Just seems way easier to score now.
Well, you know, offense sells.
Yeah, it does. It sells for you.
Yeah.
You always want to see more O.
Yeah, no, I mean, do you want to see a grinder? You want to see Steelers, Falcons?
if I had the Steelers, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. The sexy pick.
Was that a good-looking game? Wow. I mean, the Steelers didn't even score an offensive touchdown. Well, they didn't even score a touchdown.
Terrible.
And then I'm a little mad that we didn't take that game because, come on, you got to know that Kirk's going to be a little rusty coming off that. And they were saying that they were like had him in shotgun most of the time, kind of implying like we don't even want this guy pushing off yet, really. They were like trying to protect it.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it before with big injuries, and it's the mental overcoming that aspect of, you know, do I trust this thing? Obviously, you've done it in practice and your workouts, but when those big dogs are coming at you below the knee and you're stepping into some, that's a whole different feeling.
Right. And then the other game that was really, really bogus, check out this stat, the Titans in full control, getting 4.5 points, and we were up 17 bagels naturally. So we're up 21.5 points. And how about this stat? Any team that's getting plus four or more points was 66-1 when up by 17 or more points at any point in the game. The only time someone ever came back from being down against a squad that was up by 17 and was getting 4 more points was, of course, Patty Mahomes versus the Texans in the playoffs. Remember that?
Yeah.
When they were like, the Texans got out ahead and Patty came back and covered, and people were like, you got to be shitting me. That's the only other time that's happened. So that was bogus.
Did you see Levis try to wing that thing left-handed to the, not left-handed, but just late throw over to the sideline pick?
That was good looking.
Terrible.
That was good looking. And then the other one that was dog shit was, that game, and the Bears didn't even score an offensive touchdown. They had less than 155 yards total offense. And they win the ball game?
Yeah, Caleb didn't do too great.
Wow, Caleb didn't do too great? How about he threw under 50% for 93 yards? All over these games, son of a bitch. And then the one that I wasn't, though, was the Jets. Wow, that wasn't even close. They didn't even need CMC or...
No, you know, I kind of warned you there. I mean, he's never come into NorCal, even when healthy, and shredded them up. And then here he is coming off the Achilles, like, Kirk Cousins.
But it wasn't my boy, Aaron.
He's not as mobile, though. You can kind of feel that.
Well, he doesn't need to when he can sling it like that. So
no, you have to avoid those guys sometimes to keep a play going.
So it was fucking Lazard dropping the third down conversion. Easily had it, drops it. Buddy, what are you in the NFL to do? Catch the ball. Then the next series, Breece Hall fumble. Even though by Fred Warner, that was a legit play to knock it out. It looked like he was doing Mike Tyson to the left jaw, but it was the ball of Breece Hall. Mm-hmm. Did you see that tackle? Just pop, pop! The ball comes out, but that sucks. So that was pretty much the ball game right there, those two plays. But that was the game that I was like, okay, well, that's not how I didn't see that one going, because that one wasn't even close. But my boy Kyler came to play. They actually should have won the ball game, but they covered.
Yeah,
that was the Joe game that you missed.
No, I was, you know, as I'm looking at these, I had some, they all went really well. And then if I did miss them, it was, I took the Bills. I lost that by half a point.
Right.
And then my boy Tyreek got yanked over and they still won, but I lost that by half a point.
Right. Yeah, that was that had to be a huge distraction for the team.
I mean, he still caught the 80 yarder and he had like, what do you have, like 125 yards on 6 catches.
Yeah, I mean, he still got it done.
Probably. But I think in the beginning of the game, it was like, man, what just happened?
Or just the team, right? I mean, no one's like focusing on the game. They're talking about him getting pulled over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that had to be a huge distraction. But, dude, they were close to going down 24-7.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the fumble on the 1 yard line. And then it was like the next play, Tyreek to the house. So that was really a 14 point turnaround. So do you think that the Jags balled or great job by the Dolphins coming back? You know, I'm not so sure which one that is.
Jags are fine. You know, they're not, they're kind of middle of the league as expected. The Dolphins were at home, and when the weather's good and you're in South Florida, you know, that's at their advantage.
Yeah, and then the Browns. That was actually another game that wasn't close.
And I called that one.
That was a B race. Thanks for playing.
You know, everyone's like, you know, this was overreaction first week, Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. Yep. It's like some of these, though, yes, give some of these teams some time. Give them a few. Like the Jets play some dog water here the next 4 or 5 weeks, right? So they'll be 4-1 or 3-2.
Dog water.
And they'll be fine. Cowboys did a great job. Dak signs that contract that morning. But some of these ones, I'd be concerned. Like, when did Deshaun Watson really look good last?
Well, we'll get to Deshaun here. Yeah, no, I mean, he's not helping the squad right now, I'll tell you that.
That one is a sinking ship as far. And then someone else, just some chicks coming after him for the sexual assault last night.
How's that coming about? Is it recent?
It's from the same time frame, you know, of bringing the skimpy towel to some chicks for the massage.
Why is she coming out now, though?
I don't know what the statute of limitations is, but it's in Texas again from like the 2020, 2021-ish era.
Okay.
So that's going to sit really well for him, I'm sure, when he's going to bed at night.
Right.
Trying to zone in on the next game.
Who's the backup? Someone garb, too.
There's like three of them. They kept like...
DTR,
DTR.
Yeah.
Jameis?
Oh, that's right. It's Jameis. That's a problem.
And they kept a fourth because they thought someone, I mean, they may have pushed one down to the practice squad because they thought someone might want one of those guys.
Wow, that's a problem. Yeah. Well.
So they're garb. I mean, I know Myles Garrett and that some of those guys are not.
The Colts was a legit one. We got that one by the half pointer.
By the skin of the teeth.
Mm-hmm. The Texans, the new players, balled for the Texans. I mean, the Texans look pretty legit.
Oh, and my boy Jim Harbaugh. that was my lock.
Wow. People are pleased at our boy Antonio Pierce. We said that, you know, that coach, that that perfume's going to wear off here pretty soon, and it sure is already. So... they said it was the worst punt of like history since 1999. They were down with 5 minutes to left in the ball game, 4th-and-1 on the Chargers 43, and Antonio goes, "Let's punt this bad boy." And they go, "Really? Okay. Well, we're going to take that punt and turn that into a touchdown. Thanks for playing. Ball game."
Yeah.
That's not going to be cutting it for the Raiders, and that's why the line this week is Raiders +10 against Lamar.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough place to go. But my focus here is with Jim and the charge. It's, you know, as we were saying, some of the weapons might not be sexy as the receivers took off out of town. But what's changed is a lot of these dudes are there on D still. It's just the culture and the energy he brings. And also just the knowledge and how to pump up a quarterback and scheme better. Everywhere he goes, he cranks it.
Yeah.
So, yep. I'm riding with him.
Oh, wait. Who did they play this week? I mean, we'll get into that.
They go to Carolina, and it's kind of crept up quite a bit.
Oh, that's right. It's like 6.5.
Some people might not like it, but we can talk about her later.
Now, how about this one? We called this one, too. Bo Nix. That was good looking.
It was. This happens in Seattle quite a bit, too, where it's kind of close, and then it's like just zooms into the Seahawks' favor those last like 6 minutes.
Right. Well, and the Broncos even got not one, but two safeties. Wow. So how about this? Right before the half, the Broncos are up 10-9, and they haven't even gotten a first down yet because they had the two safeties, and then they had a fumble that they turned into a field goal, two field goals. So no first downs, and they had 10 points. Bo Nix, 26 for 42. Let me tell you guys a little secret out there, ladies and gentlemen. If Bo's going to have to try to sling it 42 times a ball game, it's not happening. And he had a whopping 138 yards and two picks. Not happening.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this trend for a couple years now. It's like the numbers are pretty high in terms of attempts, but so many of these guys, the ball is not in the air for very long. They're all such these short passes, which I guess in some ways creates a running game if you don't really have it. But, you know, Bo at least has some composure and a good coach behind him. You know, he'll take his lumps this year. You think he'd probably be decent, so we'll have to see how it goes.
Well, sure, but I'm like, we're going to be betting against him right now.
Yeah, there's such a big learning curve. I mean, Caleb Williams is going to find that out real quick. He couldn't spin and spin again and make a miracle happen. It's like, not with these NFL dudes coming at you.
And speaking of Caleb, were you not scared before this ball game?
Nervous.
Yeah, come on, bud. Not nervous, but you came out to a 93 yards. Sure, buddy. And guess what? Now you're going to be on national television because they play against the Texans. So now let's see those nerves again, buddy, when everyone's saying you're dog shit. We'll see what happens.
Take the focus off the nail color and throw for 280.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Guy brings a small amount of attention to him. This is the big NFLer now, bud. Whole other level.
When's that? Is that a Monday night game or something?
I don't know if it's the Thursday night or no, it's the Monday night.
Thursday's Bills versus Dolphins.
Oh, that Thursday. Sorry, I mean Sunday night game.
Oh, it's the night game.
Yeah, no, it's at night. Let's see where we got her here.
I got it. Yep, Chicago at Houston.
Okay. On Thursday night or Sunday night?
Yeah, the 15th.
Yep. Man. Okay. Well, that's going to be decent watching that ball game because I can't wait to watch Big Caleb. So is there anything else you'd like to say about this week?
No. Nope. I think I did pretty well for week one, just a couple of those on the half pointers. So, oh, and then the Rams Lions I lost.
Oh, shit. That was another one. Is that garbage or what?
But they looked like the better team. I mean, man, they were doing what they wanted. And then it just came down to where was my boy Aaron Donald? Because they could not stop the middle there.
Oh, well,
that line was just moving the trenches and Montgomery came in at running back. Dude, someone want to stop these guys?
When the Lions had the ball at the end of the game, I'm like, okay, kick the field goal and win this. And the boys were like, why? And I go, well, we don't want it to go to overtime. And then they get the coin flip and come on down. And that's exactly what happened. Wow. If you had the Detroit Lions that game, luck was on your side.
Yeah, because it jumped up to 5, and I took the 5. And that rarely happens where that goes into OT. I mean, I know mathematically you're sitting there like, don't happen. Maybe once, twice a year at most.
Yeah, and then when the Detroit got the ball, was that a hot knife through butter? I mean, they weren't even playing defense. It was just 10 yards, 9, 10, 9, 9, touchdown ball game. Wow, I was pleased at that one. I forgot. So, dude, I had some garb outcomes here. Like, that was, I said, the Jets was a blow. And the Browns were a blow. The rest of them were W's or, you know, I got the wrong side of the coin on that one.
Yeah.
So now we're coming back for this week, and here we go. It's going to be rotten. You want me to start off?
Yeah, week two.
Okay, well, we're going to start off, and I'm going up against Big Bo Nix here. Because you know why? The Steelers probably going to be playing Justin Fields again. And Justin, first of all, is, you know, Bo will probably be better than him, but right now I'd take Justin over him just because of the experience. But that's not the reason why I'm taking these guys. Does TJ Watt cause havoc at all?
Yeah, game changer.
I mean, he is a joker, and so I'm going with TJ Watt and the Steelers here, -3 against the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. I have that down for sure. I mean, you saw what Pitt did going on the road to Atlanta. Cousins, though, coming off the injuries, better than Nix.
Sure.
And they held them to 10 at home.
Good call. Good call.
So I mean, Denver's going to try to be hyped for the first home game here, but Pitt's well coached. They travel fine.
Yeah, no, and the Bronx do ball at home. I give props to their fans. If they don't get off to a good start, it could be trouble because TJ Watt is just going to pin it back and good night. Wow, Bo's never seen anyone like that coming from the right edge before.
I mean, they can play good D and run the ball, and then Fields is one of those runners.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, they'll just keep the passing game real simple with those 7-5 yarders.
That wouldn't be surprised if that game goes under, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? So the theme of this week is show it to me, okay? So, Bo, show it to me. I need to see it, buddy, okay? This next game is another show it to me. Get serious that you think the Commanders are actually favorites, even though the Giants were garb. Daniel Jones slightly has more experience. The Commanders, wow, Jane Daniels hasn't won an NFL game yet, and he's the favorite. Give me Daniel on the road, +1.5.
Yeah, this is another kind of gnarly game. It's divisional. Some people were trying to say the Washington was going to be a surprise team this year. I think everyone's trying to get out there and maybe pick the Stroud of this season, but
it's not happening.
They've got some work here, the Commanders.
The Stroud happens like maybe every 7 to 10 years. Like, that's the thing. You're right. The media tries to be like, who's going to be CJ? No one.
Well,
is going to
be CJ. It's lightning in a bottle in terms of the coaching staff and all of that coming together. So, like, Dan Quinn's here, you know, cycled through this league. That D'Amico Ryan's got his first shot. He brings a whole new energy down there with those young guys.
Exactly.
Dan Quinn's a defensive coordinator taking a rookie here who's thin framed and he's got a lot to learn.
Right. Okay. Then let's get to some games that might be a little surprising to some. I'll start off with this one. How about they were horrible. Going back to them, I'll take the Browns +3.5 versus the Jags on the road. Really, really rare when the team wants to lose two games. Go 0-2. They're both going to be battling it for to see who's going to be 1-1, 0-2 here. Give me the team with the better defense. I'll take the Browns +3.5.
Yeah, that one I would just steer clear of. I'm Deshaun scares me with what you're going to get with him. The Jags are not totally reliable, but they are at home. And coming off of a loss, they both do kind of need this. You don't want to go 0-2.
No, I hear you. But I like that hook there, the 3.5-er. Mm. The Jags maybe kick the game winner and we get the dub.
Mm.
And then my last game here for you, the Bengals versus Patty. Dude, I know the Bengals didn't have anyone playing for them. They looked garb. Obviously, they probably went out bashing the night before the game because they're like, we're playing the shittiest team in the league. But now they go, we're not going to start 0-2, and you're giving us 6 points when last week it was 3.5. So this line moved like 2.5 because of this game, the shitty game. Dude, Joe Burrow balls against the Chiefs. Give me the 6 spot.
Yeah, I know he does, and you know he'll be up for this. I think rust is a little bit of a factor for the Bengals still.
Sure.
Jamar's a little you know, he's not feeling too good with the getting his chips. He's like, wrap this thing up. What's the deal?
Right.
And then he was saying I wasn't a big enough part of the scheme on offense.
Well, and T. Higgins didn't play either.
Was he going to play against the Chiefs?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just picking Joe here.
I'll tell you, the run game didn't, I mean, nothing looked good for the Bengals, but Mixon went thumping down there in Houston. It's like they did look like they missed his running game.
Well, yeah, I mean, he didn't do too much for the Bengals, like his stats per carry, but he might, he's probably saying, hey, I just needed a better squad. Maybe that's what he was thinking. But this is Joe Balls. When you're a competitor, he knows everyone thinks that Patty's the best. He's going to want to show him. They don't call him Johnny B. Good Burrow for nothing. Here we go. Show it to us, Johnny B. Good.
See, I think, you know, Patrick's heard that the last few years, that the one guy that has his number is Joe. So I'd like people, when they're coming into the season starting, like, be careful coming off Super Bowl hangover here. Chiefs could go 0-2. And Pat's going to come out of this going 2-0 and be like, suck it.
Okay. Quite possibly, but I'm just saying.
They win by three.
We cover the Sixer. Yeah.
No, Chiefs win the game, I think.
And then I do have a college game for people one more time here, but I want to see if you've got anything else for everyone.
NFL-wise? Yeah, I mentioned the Chargers are going to Carolina.
Yeah,
I mean, Carolina, I'll roll the dice on them here till I see something better. It's crept up, but, you know, it's still under a touchdown.
Right.
I'm taking Jim here again and my boy Herbert.
Okay. Yeah, no, they fall underneath the show it to me for sure. Carolina needs to show it to me.
The culture and everything has changed and they're juiced. So
right.
I'm riding them. My boy Josh Allen came to play too. I told you, everyone doesn't like his receiving core because some of them bounced. But it's just like Tom Brady's receiving core never stood out to you. Josh is such a good runner and just takes care of biz when he needs to.
Well, he's a baller.
So that's an interesting divisional game to start the week off on Thursday. The Bills get two.
Well, you're 1.5. Yeah, the one thing that's interesting about that the weather won't come into play because it's the night game. So they're not going to be standing over there in the blazing sun. So that's kind of large for Big Josh and the crew.
Yeah, I'll take the plus tour.
Now, how about here? Here's a really interesting one for you. So we know the history with the Rams and the Cardinals. McVay dominates against the Cards. But the Rams are really banged up on the O-line. So this game went from Rams minus the 1.5 to like Rams plus 1.5 because of all the injuries. What do you think about the Rams plus 1.5? Do you think Big Kyler comes to ball? Or does Stafford say, hey, I'm slightly experienced and I've got maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL in the cupper.
I like the Rams. You know, we talked about how some of the coaches have each other's number in this division, and McVay has Arizona's number for whatever reason. And the Rams look darn good. I know Nakua's out for like 3 weeks now with his knee, but you got Cooper and the rest of them are doing just fine.
You're right. I do have Cooper on my fantasy squad.
Sweet.
Nice play.
But the Rams are going to have a good season. You know, that was a tough game to start on the road.
No, I agree. Stafford balls. I mean, he's a legit quarterback. And then, of course, you have Kupp and McVay's slightly a badass.
Yeah, I mean, what he schemes up and comes up with week to week's impressive. So I would take them.
So I will be taking the Rams probably sometimes this year, but I'm staying neutral on this game because I don't like to go against my boy Kyler. He just balls. So that game's a stay away for me.
The Niners are going to Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota played the Giants. Who cares?
And
I know that everyone's like, oh, you know, are the Niners going to be the same traveling to Minnesota? I'll take them. It's minus six.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad play. I mean, Darnold literally started the game on fire. He was 12 for 12.
And he was with the Niners all last year. I mean, that staff knows him even better now.
You would think. Yep, you would think.
So McCaffrey or not, that running game looked pretty dang good last night.
Oh, my God. The Jets got embarrassed. They're the just pure domination on the offensive and defensive lines.
Did you see the, you know, the running back that came in, Morgan, Georgia Tech kid? He kind of did like his first interview and like said, like, you know, I knew it was starting by Friday.
Yeah.
And then like as he got to his second interview on TV, he was a little ticked off that they were still asking. But someone, you could tell Shanahan or someone was like, hey, do not say when we told you you were going to get the... Because of with betting trends
right.
And fantasy football and all these tie-ins, like you can't withhold information like that.
No, you can't. And so, yeah, so what they were claiming is because they were still saying on Friday, Saturday that, you know, we didn't know about CMC. Well, apparently we should have known because this kid was saying the coaches told him he's starting on Friday. You can't withhold that information. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if a fine didn't come down on them for that.
A little $200K on the wrist here or something. But
yeah.
And also concerning if our boy CMC, if it's like calf down to Achilles, like, dude, come on, don't have that linger all year.
Well, you remember what I said before this season started when people were, my buddy was like, should I take CMC? I go, nope. He's gone too long without, I know the big CMC-er.
That, yeah, so I like the Niners. And then, you know, Philly kind of got thrown that garb game in Brazil. The turf was a little weird. Saquon looked good. Hurts didn't look very good.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah.
I'll take Philly here with Atlanta coming to town Monday night.
Okay, so how about this one? Here's my teaser for the week. Philly down to a half point and make the Texans down to a half point. Wow. Come on, guys.
I don't love Hurts, but I mean, that was the name of that game, by the way, the Packers game, because the two quarterback last names.
What was it?
Love Hurts, because it was Jordan Love and Jalen. They were calling that on some promo stuff. Bad break for Love with the MCL or whatever he got.
Oh, yeah.
So Malik Willis, showtime.
Well, that is showtime, but guess what?
Our boy Gator's Card Palace is slanging some jerseys and cards.
You know what, though? Thank you very much. And this is a stretch. Normally, I would never do this. But it's a show me game, too. I'm taking Green Bay plus the 3.5er here.
With Malik?
With Malik, because this line has moved 7 points, not to say that it shouldn't. But how about Richardson? Do you know after last game, he's only played 18 games since high school
as a starting quarterback?
Wow. So show it to me on the road. This guy's favored in Green Bay at Lambeau. And he's got 18 games underneath the belt, and he's given 3.5. Not happening. Malik, they'll keep it on the ground to Big Jacobs, maybe even have Malik run out, run some options.
Mm-mm.
We'll take the 3.5er there.
I'd rather not touch that game than rely
on
that.
No, I hear you. But you remember, we know Malik's guard, but remember when he went into KC and kept it kind of a ball game that one time?
Yeah.
So, dude, this isn't going into KC, and this is 3 years later than that.
Wasn't Derrick Henry playing decent, though, at the time? At least you can rely on that guy.
No, but I know. You got Josh Jacobs, and you also have the power of Lambeau Field. No way Richardson's coming in there and winning the ball game.
But the Colts know it's just the Jacobs show, so you stack that box.
We'll see.
Go ahead, Malik.
Well, and then they go, Malik, can you throw a little 5-yard fade now since 12 guys are in the box?
No.
Well, we'll see. It's the show me on the big Richardson there.
So what I did like, though, was Philly. I think, you know, Saquon had a hell of a game. I just think Jalen will kind of bounce back at home here.
Well, did we know Saquon was going to ball this year?
He's like, thank God I got out of town onto a better team.
Yep.
Can't believe it's in the same division. Nice one, Giants.
No kidding. So let's recap before we go to the college here real quick. So Steelers -3. Giants plus the 1.5, the teaser, Philly and the Texans down to a half, the Browns plus the 3.5. I might be the only person in the nation taking that squad. And then the Bengals plus 6, Joe, Johnny B, Good Burrow, get ready to ball. Green Bay plus 3.5 with Malik. Are you serious? Might be the only person taking that guy too. And then college, here we go. Wow. Colorado State plus 7.5 versus Colorado. Mm. We're taking them at home. CU only beat Colorado State by 8 last year. It might be a shit storm here in Boulder, Colorado.
If they lose?
Well, it's just not good right now. So someone sent me a quote from your boy Colin Coward, and this is pretty funny. Colin said that Colorado University, CU and Dion, is kind of like those, what are those places that you buy those rentals and you share them with people? Timeshare. Mm. He said Colorado is like a timeshare. When you first get it, it's balloons and champagne, and 2 years later, you're getting your attorney trying to get out of it. They're like, this is a shit show over here at CU. It is good looking right now.
It has turned. Yeah, it's not a whole lot going on there besides him trying to keep his son's stats going in the passing game.
Well, so you know what it is. I thought about this. So, you know, a lot of times in sales, like, you know, people are like, oh, hey, do you want to be like the manager? And it's like, no, I'll just be my own manager and just be sales by myself. and then you don't have to worry about anyone else. Dion, he can open his mouth and say whatever he wants when he's a player because he only has to rely on himself, and he sacks up. But when he's talking on behalf of like others and a whole team, they can't live up to his expectations. It just doesn't have it. They don't have game like he does. And so he kind of looks like a silly bird.
Like two of them do. I mean, Travis Hunter balls. It just, you know, they don't
right. Right. And Shadur does too. But like, you know, Dion's going out like flaunting it and doing this and that. And I think Dion's great and stuff, but he might be in a little bit over his head here. What do people say? You're over your skis a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be.
I wouldn't have him tied to the Cowboys job anymore. You know, it's like
no chance.
He brought the brand back, and it was super fun. The gear looks great. His shades look good. I'm on board with you, D. But we need some W's,
right? And you know what? I mean, Dakota's not counting right here, dude. I mean, that's an FCS squad, so that doesn't even count. And they got smoked by Nebraska. Not like and Nebraska was a true freshman.
Yeah.
Jim Christmas.
I know he's highly rated, that kid. He went there because his dad played there, but that's hard to do. You guys should have had the upper hand there.
And you don't think Colorado State's not going to be fired up in big Fort Collins, Colorado, when that squad comes in? So we'll take CSU Rams plus the 7.5. Let's get ready to ball.
All right.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for week two here in NFL with our, what do they call it, week three college. But keep an eye on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. We always put some info up there leading up to the games. And keep the reviews coming wherever you listen and send us a snapshot. We'll send you a hat for Bolt Brady, and you can rock it around to where you watch the games and hang with your buds. That'll do it for this week. We'll catch you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.